You know, as the United States political landscape evolves, the conversation surrounding emerging technologies is becoming increasingly complex. It feels like we are standing at a tipping point, and the air around these topics is getting thick.
That's exactly right. Artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency, once promising economic revolutionaries, now face a precarious political position as the 2026 midterm elections approach. We cannot ignore the reality of where we stand right now.
Recent polling data indicates a significant shift in public sentiment, suggesting these industries may soon be viewed as political liabilities rather than opportunities. It's a scary change to see on the charts.
The core argument is that without careful navigation, the relationship between politics and technology is at a crossroads where trust must be balanced against innovation. We have to be strategic here.
The primary driver of this risk is unfavorable public perception. It's really about how people feel about these tools in their daily lives.
Over the past few years, trust in big tech and decentralized finance has wavered. It's not just a trend, it's a fundamental shift in confidence.
For many Americans, AI is associated with job displacement, deepfakes, and privacy invasions. These aren't abstract concepts to them, they are personal fears.
Similarly, cryptocurrency often evokes memories of scams, high volatility, and environmental concerns regarding energy consumption. The baggage is heavy.
This sentiment is reinforced by high-profile security breaches and exchange collapses, shifting the narrative from innovation to instability. It's a hard pill to swallow for the industry.
Consequently, politicians are cautious about aligning with these sectors. They know the risks are higher than the benefits might appear to be.
Campaigning on crypto-friendly policies or AI deregulation may appeal to a tech-savvy demographic, but broader voter analysis reveals a guarded approach. The majority wants security first.
Specific factors contribute to voter hesitation regarding these technologies. We need to look at the specific pain points they are facing.
First, financial volatility makes digital assets risky investments for the average person. They cannot afford to lose what they have.
Second, regulatory uncertainty creates fear that deregulation could lead to unchecked financial risks. That is a legitimate concern for families.
Third, technological anxiety regarding AI replacing human labor remains a dominant theme in political discussions. It strikes at the heart of livelihood security.
These factors combine to create a scenario where supporting these industries can be interpreted as being out of touch with the everyday struggles of the working class.
Beyond public opinion, campaign finance mechanics play a critical role in the 2026 election cycle. The money behind the message is becoming the message itself.
The spotlight will turn to where campaign funds originate. Donors will be under a microscope.
If major spending is tied to cryptocurrency companies or AI conglomerates, opposition groups can easily weaponize this information. It opens the door for attacks.
In a highly polarized environment, transparency is heavily scrutinized. Every dollar has to be accounted for and justified.
If a candidate receives significant funding from a crypto startup or AI developer, opponents can paint the candidate as beholden to Wall Street interests or the tech elite. It is a dangerous narrative to invite.
Highlighting massive sums spent on these technologies could further alienate the electorate, turning potential points of pride into liabilities. It backfires quickly.
The 2026 election context is unique because it occurs following significant technological advancements. Things are moving fast out there.
By this time, AI will likely be integrated into daily life even more deeply, and the crypto market may have stabilized. But that does not fix the public perception.
However, political memory of past scandals and market crashes tends to last longer than market recoveries. The public remembers the fear more than the recovery.
Politicians must balance the desire to foster innovation with the need to maintain trust. That is a delicate equilibrium to strike.
Leaning too heavily on pro-crypto or pro-AI narratives without addressing underlying concerns regarding security, privacy, and job security risks losing ground. You cannot ignore the elephant in the room.
Conversely, ignoring these industries entirely risks alienating investors. We cannot shut down progress, but we must manage expectations.
Finding this middle ground is the central challenge. It requires a lot of finesse and a lot of listening.
Navigating the campaign trail requires a specific strategic approach. We need to be precise in our messaging.
Success depends on how technologies are framed. We have to tell a story that people can believe and understand.
Instead of focusing on profits or stock prices, candidates must focus on the tangible benefits these technologies bring to the economy, provided they are regulated correctly.
This requires a nuanced approach that acknowledges risks while promoting responsible innovation. We cannot pretend the risks don't exist.
Furthermore, the language used in debates and advertisements will be crucial. Words matter more than we think in these elections.
Terms like decentralized finance or AI automation might be met with skepticism unless paired with clear explanations of how they improve lives. We need to translate the jargon.
The risk of these technologies becoming dirty words is real, but it is not inevitable. We can change the narrative if we try.
In conclusion, the path forward requires careful navigation by political candidates and industry leaders. We have a duty to guide this transition.
They must educate the public, demonstrate responsible use of these tools, and ensure that the benefits of innovation are shared broadly. That is the only way to build lasting trust.
If ignored or mishandled, these sectors could indeed become liabilities on the campaign trail. It puts the economy at risk in the process.
However, with the right narrative and regulatory framework, they can remain pillars of economic growth. We have the tools to succeed.
The relationship between politics and technology is at a critical juncture where the current voter attitudes are unfavorable, and financial spending associated with them could amplify this effect. We need to act now.